necessary. Any leadership that teaches you to depend upon another race is a leadership that will enslave you.
I have a dream. Satisfied as long as the Negro is the fifth victim of the unspeakable horrors of police brutality.
Who taught you, please? Who taught you to hate the texture of your hair? Who taught you to hate the color of your skin?
Hello, welcome to Young King Truth Tell. This is Kanye Tetsubo.
Today, I'll be talking about featureism. Featureism is a brainwashing that has been conditioned against Black people that many have fallen prey for. A featureist pretty much hates themselves to the point where they project these ideas of what the standard of beauty should be upon other people. A featureist lives by the white standards of beauty versus the Black standard or African standards of beauty, because that's how society has placed things in order. In such examples of how featureism has become a big thing within the black community is through the way people interact over social media and what we see in the news, like with Blue Ivy and her hair texture, where people have literally made a petition for her to get a comb through her natural curly kinky hair. And now that it has been straightened, people find it more acceptable and they love it, but they was hating her natural black hair. And that just shows you the conditioning that white people have done to black people. Even with Tatiana Taylor and Ariana Lennox on Twitter recently, where they were compared to as a Rottweiler. And then you have rappers such as Cardi B calling black women roaches. And these are forms of featureism. Cardi B isn't even black for one. So the fact that a lot of people have let her get away with that statement alone just shows you how society has messed black people's minds up. Featureism, I believe, goes back to the days of slavery as well as colorism. The reason why I say that is because featureism, much like colorism, they both are rooted in this idea that you have to look a certain way in order to be considered black. That's known as a phenotype. Your genome type or genes would be in your DNA, your blood. So when I say phenotype, I'm talking about your features and how you look. Because many people can look black because of the ancestry gene that lies within many of us and not be black themselves. One of these genes that lie dormant within white people that don't recur until every 100 generations is called a throwback gene. And that gene pretty much makes this white person look black. There's been two that have come out in known years. One of them, he has admitted that he's a white man, but he's been accepted amongst black people because of that throwback gene. And he's gotten grants and loans that were mainly designed for black people, and he's not going to pay them back because of how he looks, his phenome, his features. And that's a form of featureism itself, because we have accepted a white man into our rankings just because he looks a certain way. Some featureists bully other black people to the point where these black people have low self-esteem and they change themselves. They change their hair, they change their lips, they change their noses, all to get this acceptable, we'll say, look that society would deem beautiful. But what society does not tell you is that in many Asian countries, Asian people have taking those same features that white people had taught us to hate, and they supposedly love them, but at the same time, they hate black people. Let's not confuse that. They love our features. They love our culture. They love our music. They love everything about us. But at the same time, they still hate us all the same as white people. These Asian people have taught themselves to do hair in a way that makes their hair kinky or so and curly. And this takes a lot of chemicals for them to do these type of things. Some of them, just like white people, get Botox and they have surgery on their noses to make them much bigger, much wider. And then they go back to their country and show off these same features that is deemed ugly on black people. But in a featurist mind, when it's done on someone else, it's done out of fashion. They love it. They praise that person. But when it's done on a black person, it's seen as ugly. They will hate that black person just for having the same features as them. Featurism is something that was taught to black people. And just like colorism, it's something that we have to deal with each and every day, step by step, to counter this toxic mind state that's been placed on us. I believe some ways to counter these things would be to actually acknowledge them. To not acknowledge them is to say that they don't exist. And to say it doesn't exist means that you're not acknowledging the pain that many people feel when they are talked down upon for having natural black hair, natural large noses, lips. And when you don't acknowledge that they've been talked down on, you're pretty much giving into this mindset that since it's not me and since it doesn't affect me, it doesn't matter. And another way to stop it is to actually feature and show more positive black images of women and men with their natural hair, their noses and lips. Feature them a lot more than what is being featured now, because we cannot expect white society to hold our standard of beauty to their standard, because they're not. So we have to hold our own standard of beauty to the heights that we want it to be. And that's where the Uncanny Truth Teller come in. Because I, as a black man who has dark skin, kinky hair, big lips and nose, I would not want no one to talk down upon me or call me a roach or a rat or a dog just because of the way I was born. So I would not want someone else to do it to them, or I would not want them to do it to my future children. Because you got to think about, this could be your child in the future, not just think about yourself today. Just think about the future and how that will affect someone else. Well, that's all I have for today. If you like what you're listening to, please subscribe to our YouTube channel as well. Listen to the podcast. All links will be in the description. Thank you. Goodbye.